T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Deuce McAllister and Mike Haas back with you, fans and the pros. And we will be in Charlotte on Sunday, 1 o'clock kickoff, up in the booth. And beside us will be Mick Mixon of WBT, 1110 AM, doing the play-by-play. And with him, Jake DeLome, the former Saint and former Carolina Panther, who joins us now. And Jake, it has been a long time, my friend. How are you?
I am doing very well, Mike. And before we start, one, I'd like to congratulate you on getting this opportunity. And I know you're probably enjoying the heck out of it. And you get to work alongside a Deuce, which is not too bad in itself.
That's a win-win in my book, my friend. I can tell you that. So you guys had the early game with the Jets. And so the Saints were a late game, Saints and Packers. Did you happen to catch any of it? Or give me your first impressions if you saw the game, any of it, or if you saw the highlights, or if you saw the score. What was your first thought?
I think it was a little bit of everything. By the time we wrapped up the post game and things of that nature, I'm glancing at the score, and then I watched a little bit of the game, and I flew back after. And so I was only able to catch the tail end. But then I watched the film on Tuesday afternoon, and I'm going to be very honest with you. It could have been one team in all green and one team in, you know, all purple. And it looked like one team wanted to be there and one team didn't. And the Saints wanted to be there, and they were there with a purpose. And Green Bay did not want any part of it. I think that's what I saw. I saw a Saints team that they went on a mission to Jacksonville, and certainly they came out of Jacksonville looking like a team that's going to be ready to contend.
Jake, man, how you doing? How the family doing?
Everybody is well, man. I cannot complain. I'm looking forward to seeing you guys before the game on Sunday.
You can complain, but don't nobody want to hear it, though. But go ahead and complain. I'm going to listen to you. Go ahead.
I don't need to complain or anything. I'm just looking forward to coming out watching the game.
I don't want to talk football yet, Jake. I want you to complain. So go ahead. I got my notepad out. I'm like the therapist. Go ahead, Jake. I'm your therapist for the next 2 minutes.
I don't like to complain. I don't like to be around people that complain. That's not in my nature. You know that should know that. I don't believe in that.
Well, tell me something good then. I mean, I'm gonna charge you for this therapy session, so you better tell me something good or something. I don't want to talk football. Tell me something else. How the horse is running. Tell me something now.
Well,
this is not what you thought you would be.
Did
doing.
I stumble? I Am I on the same show still? What happened?
Yeah, I don't know.
Did I change channels?
I'm about ready to go to a high school football game. I guess that's something that's, you know, that's different.
What game are you going to?
I'm going to watch Turling Catholic, my high school, play against Barb High School.
You got any athletes in that game?
I'm really not sure about Barb, to be very honest. I mean, we're a solid football team. I think we're a bunch of overachievers that are, just a very solid football team. One thing I will say about New Orleans, I watched a kid play at De La Salle last year, a running back, and I watched him play last night as a true freshman for the Raging Cajuns and score 4 touchdowns on ESPN. So, young kid who was very impressive for a true freshman last night.
Yeah, I checked out that game. What are your impressions of Levi Lewis, the quarterback?
You know what, Levi, I think the greatest attribute that Levi has, he is very, very protective of the football. He had an unfortunate interception last night, which is very unlike him. And that's the thing that I think of Levi, a very heady player who's done a fantastic job on and off the field, but just one that he He takes care of the football like no other, and I think that's one of the greatest things that a quarterback can do, and he does a great job of that.
Yeah, at one point he was 15 or 16, and then the throw that you're talking about, it was in the flat. He should have took it to the flat. He took it to the second level. Now we'll talk about the Carolina Panthers and what you originally thought you were talking about. What do you see this team, the Panthers team, in year two, I guess, with Coach Rhule and what he is trying to do with that program? What do you see this team at?
Well, I think the biggest thing, you know, if you look at Matt Rhule's history, and I understand I'm going to college, but year one at Temple, like one win, then the following year kind of split the schedule, and then the third year, boom, like a huge year, 10, 11 wins. Baylor, same thing, one win, then kind of a middle of the road, then next thing you know, boom, 11 wins. And he kind of came in last year, and I didn't think a great deal of the roster in Carolina last year. I thought there were some pieces, but it just didn't seem like any roster that could contend, to be honest with you. And I thought they somewhat overachieved. This team only won 5 games last year, but they were in 8 of them within a score on the last drive. So you kind of saw a team that wanted to fight and wanted to improve as the season went on. Going into this year, I think we added some good pieces. I think we drafted well. And we got a quarterback in Sam Darnold, who they were going to try to, you know, resurrect his career. He's 24 years old. So we go into the Jets game last week, and I'll be very honest, I was anticipating a win by the Panthers. I just thought we were a better team. I don't think the Jets are there yet. And I think that's what I saw, but honestly, I saw a score that should not have been that close. I saw a Carolina team that hit Zach Wilson early and often, and I saw an offense that took a little while to get going. Christian McCaffrey came back. He looked like the exact Christian McCaffrey we've always seen. But I think it just was an offense that you just kind of felt we were never out. We were in total control, but the scoreboard didn't reflect it. You know, just a fumble inside the 5-yard line going in on a 4th down. We had to kick a field goal on another red zone opportunity where we should have hit a touchdown to our tight end down the seam. So I just think a ton of room for improvement, and it's going to have to be that way. Let's be honest. And you've seen the Saints all camp, both of you, and I'm assuming there was high expectations because I just think that's a deep, deep roster. I understand Drew's not available. I get it. But I never, for the life of me, thought the Saints would be in rebuild mode. I just don't see Sean Payton being that way. And I think Mickey and Jeff Ireland have built a roster that is a premier roster in the National Football League. I understand there's a lot of players that are going to be missing from this game, from last week's game, due to injury and the whole coach situation. But it seems like the Saints team embraced the whole, we're going to go on the road, there's people that are way worse off than us, and we're going to make them proud, and we're not going to complain about anything. And that's what it looked like. I mean, there was a purpose on that field last Sunday, and I'm assuming it'll be the same way going up against Carolina. So it's a mighty task.
Jake, how do the Panthers, I mean, granted they were so excited to get Christian McCaffrey back from, you know, the 3 games that he only played in 2020, but certainly no other running back touched the ball. He had 21 carries, 9 receptions. I mean, he's a little guy, you know? I mean, you guys, the Panthers just aren't going to hide it. This is what we're going to do. You got to stop it, right?
Well, it certainly seems that way, and I'm going to be honest with you. If you see him in person, he's a little bit, he's bigger than you think. And I think both backs with Kamara and with Christian, they're both so similar. I think they're both so dynamic for their football team. I think Christian, it's like the Panthers might lean on him maybe a little bit more. Kamara has always had like a running mate to go with, and certainly a Drew Brees, and certainly a Michael Thomas, and he had Jared Cook and those guys. But I just think they're both very similar. They're great running backs, but they're so dynamic out of the backfield, catching the football. Linebackers cannot cover them. I don't think many safeties can cover them. And that's where I think they can just break a game open. But he did touch it a great deal. Chuba Hubbard, who was a draft pick out of Oklahoma State, only had a couple of catches. They're trying to get Freeman up to speed. We just claimed him last week off a waiver. So, I think they would like to get some touches away from Christian. But going into week one, it certainly didn't look that way.
Your thoughts about Sam Darnold? Yeah, I mean.
So the Sam Darnold, I was like everyone else. This is my opinion to Sam. I thought that was such a toxic situation in New York. Was not a good team around him. The whole Adam Gase and the media, it just didn't work in New York. And so you're getting a kid when they drafted for him, he was 23 years old. He's a 24-year-old kid, very young, top five pick, who's very talented. You just kind of hope, did he get too scarred up? And I thought he did a really good job last week. He got hit. The Jets front four got after the Panthers offensive line. And I think that's the strength of the Jets football team. And so Sam got hit a good amount, made some really good throws, was very efficient in the first half. We went on a little lull in the second half, I think, but finished up the game nice, stood in there, but made the right decision. He never made the wrong decision. And I think that's kind of the storyline with both of these quarterbacks. Jameis, everyone knows the talent's there. The talent's there with Sam. We've seen Jameis throw 30 touchdowns, but we've seen him have the turnover bug. Well, the same thing with Sam. And so I think both quarterbacks in week one, they both displayed that they can play good, efficient football, not turn the ball over, and be big-time quarterbacks. And so I know it's 1 week, but that's all we have to go off of so far. So I think it's kind of mirror images of each other and what the perception of both of those quarterbacks.
Jake, my last question for you is the kicking game, and just particularly Coach Rhule, after 1 week, does he finally have his kicker in Gonzalez, or, you know, does he feel like he still needs to turn it over? And what are you looking for? You know, your kicker that you just let go, was it from a field goal confidence not there? I mean, because he made what he kicked.
Yeah, he did miss an extra point, though, and honestly, it wasn't it didn't seem like it was the best attempt. I think there's another storyline there. He was traded to the Panthers, and if he was on the roster for two games, he was going to cost a seventh-round pick. And so I believe that was a case of, you know, he was not perfect on Sunday. Let's keep our pick, and we're going to bring somebody else in. Zane Gonzalez came in on a workout in the summertime, and he had a fantastic workout by all accounts. And he's kicked in the league, and he's had success. So that's why I believe they went with him. But I think that was another storyline, and I think it was a draft pick compensation if Santoso was on the roster for the first two games.
So, Jake, you're home. You're in Louisiana. Do you travel back and forth to Charlotte for the games or wherever they're on the road?
Yes, I travel back and forth. And I don't do all of them. I will do 13 of them this year. Jordan Gross, the longtime tackle for the Panthers and used to be sideline reporter. He fills in. He does the other ones. Jordan and the family moved back to Fruitland, Idaho, where they're from. And so the travel's a little bit difficult for him. So he knocks out a few of them, but I do the majority.
So tell me, and Deuce started this a little bit with the therapy session, and that is the horses and the ponies in your world. I know your grandfather bred them, and I was talking with Mike Dettillier. This was like weeks ago, and he was telling me that he had seen you and that the horses were such a big part of your life.
Yeah, I love it. You know, I grew up, I'm third generation. It's not like something I picked up. I didn't grow up hunting, fishing, golfing, and I went to school, played sports, and you know, we lived on some property, and Dad had a barn, and he trained some horses, and so that's just kind of, that was always my deal, and football gave me a chance to expand, and I love it. I mean, and to be quite honest, it helps fill that competitive void. I love to compete. That's why I love playing, and it just, when I finished, it was just natural for me to kind of get in this, and I do it every day. I'm at the barn up and early, and I think Deuce can tell you this. The one thing you miss not playing in the NFL more than anything is the camaraderie of a locker room. There's just something about it that's so special. And I truly believe just going to the barn every day, we're at a training facility and there's many other people there. And it's almost like a locker room. And it's a lot of work, but it's something I just enjoy a great deal and I truly love. And it fills that competitive void for me. So that's what I enjoy.
Well, it was great talking to you. I'm glad we got a little therapy for you as well. We're not going to charge you for that. That's just a little, you know, a little lanyap for you. And so we're looking forward
to it. I was a little confused early on. I said, okay, did they not tell me we're talking about something different here? but we made it work.
Deuce, he's my therapist, and so that's I need him on Sundays, and so that's a big deal. By the way, that was a Montrell Johnson Jr., the De La Salle kid. My daughter went to De La Salle, graduated last year, and so I watched him play several sports. So he's quite an athlete, and he's going to do some great things. Look forward to see you on Sunday, my friend, and we'll talk again.
All right, guys. Thank you so much. See you guys in Carolina on Sunday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.